AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. The two governor positions voted on Tuesday have gone to Republicans. Mississippi's Phil Bryant easily won re-election. In Kentucky, businessman Matt Bevin will be only the second Republican to hold that office in four decades. He tells Kentuckians,
whether you voted for me, whether you didn't vote for me, whether you voted or didn't vote, this is your Kentucky. This is your America. This is our opportunity to come together as one.
Ohio voters have rejected a ballot proposal that would have legalized both recreational and medical marijuana in a single stroke. Ohio State student Adam Denise voted against Issue 3.
I voted against only because I am specifically for medical marijuana, not recreational use.
About 65% of voters oppose the measure, 35% in favor. Fed Chair Yellen testifies before a House Finance Committee this morning. Here's the AP's Jerry Bodlander.
Yellen's appearance comes less than 48 hours before the government releases its October report on jobs, a report that could prompt Fed policymakers to raise interest rates next month for the first time in almost 10 years. Yellen's testimony will focus on regulation, and while she may be asked about the state of the economy or the chances for an interest rate hike, she will likely avoid giving any substantive answers.
An official with knowledge of the case says Northern Illinois authorities will announce today that Officer Joe Glinowitz's shooting death in September was suicide. A cargo plane has crashed near the international airport in the South Sudanese capital of Juba, killing at least 23 people. Romania's prime minister says his entire government will resign in the wake of huge protests that followed the Bucharest nightclub fire that killed 32. In the Maldives, the president declares a state of emergency following an explosion on his speedboat and an explosive device found near his official residence. This is AP Radio News. Back to election night. The DA who declined to prosecute Bill Cosby has lost a bid to return to office.
Voters in suburban Philadelphia have elected Democrat Kevin Steele in the race for district attorney in Montgomery County. He declared victory last night. Steele is a career prosecutor who's been involved in the current reinvestigation of a decade-old sexual assault claim against the comedian. He defeats Republican Bruce Castor, who decided not to charge Cosby a decade ago. Steele's victory could lead to charges against Cosby. I'm Jamie Fryer.
Figures released in Florida show nearly 11,000 rape kits have not been tested in the state. The AP's Tamara Lush on why.
Some of the reasons that have been discussed were that sometimes the suspect in the crime was already in custody or that local prosecutors had decided against pressing charges. Officials don't think there's been a callous attitude with law enforcement processing.
I'm Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save.